Hi, everyone, and welcome back for another installment of the Veterans in Business Reveille podcast. I'm Corey Vickers, an ambassador for the VIB Network and your host. The Reveille podcast is one of many ways the VIB shares important information with the veteran business community. Today, I have the great good fortune to be joined by our one and only CEO, Rebecca Aguilera-Gardner, and she's going to talk to us a little bit today about our conference coming up in November, and that's just fantastic. So welcome back to the podcast, Rebecca. Looking forward to chatting with you on this one.
Thank you, Corey. I'm looking forward to it as well.
So let's jump right in. Who can we expect to see at this year's 2023 conference?
Well, this year, like all the past years, we'll get, you know, buyers, supplier diversity professionals, procurement estimators, all from large corporations like Honda and Sony, Bristol-Myers Squibb, Hensel Phelps. We'll also have government agencies like Army Corps of Engineers, the California Prisons, Security and Exchange Commissions. That's just to name a few. So those are kind of the buyers and who the veteran businesses would be interested in connecting with. This year, we're going to have probably about 75 to 80 exhibitors that are corporations, government agencies, and business resources. So we'll have over 100 buyers and procurement professionals there to connect with the veteran businesses. We'll also have veteran businesses from all over the country and a variety of industries that are attending this time. A lot of returns and a lot of new. So new veteran businesses. So we're very excited about all the people that are coming this year.
Rebecca, you were saying that the numbers are pretty strong right now. Where do we stand on registrations?
We're standing incredibly healthy, Corey. We are looking at a good 500 to 600 attendees for the VIB conference. So this is our little call to action right now. If you haven't registered, make sure you're registering. So before we sell out, make sure you're booking your room as soon as possible. We're staying at the beautiful Hyatt Regency on Mission Bay. It's an absolutely gorgeous hotel. We have sold out twice already of that hotel. We've just asked for a third round of rooms. So if you are thinking about attending, make sure you're booking your hotel so you stay at the host hotel. And it is amazing. Our numbers are looking great. So word is out that we are the veteran conference to attend. So we're very excited about that.
Right. But in the past, you know, how has our conference been successful in helping that veteran business owner that's trying to expand their business?
So the VIB conferences are very heavy into the networking element of the conference. I come from a sales and marketing background myself with over 30 years of experience. And I know when I'm thinking about how I wanted to go to a conference, I wanted to meet those people, those buyers, those procurement professionals, the, you know, supplier diversity professionals who can help get me in the door with these large corporations and government agencies. So that's what we do for this conference. We have three amazing networking opportunities for people to participate in. The Icebreaker, which is amazing. That's the first thing you can do when you come to the conference. We have our roundtable tactical networking, which is an hour you can meet a good, you know, 25 to 30 attendees just within an hour and find out what they do and what they're looking for. And then we have business matchmaking. So people are really getting in front of their buyers and the procurement professionals. So with all of that said, I know that veteran businesses have actually left the VIB conference and have actually even won contracts with the connections that they've made at the VIB conference. Somebody last year after the VIB conference, it wasn't even a week later, and they had already won a contract with somebody that they met at the conference. So things are getting done at the conference. We're really trying to make those connections and really trying to get veterans these opportunities to win these contracts.
Just to make sure, so how can everyone that's going to attend absolutely be guaranteed make sure that they're going to get in front of the corporations or the government agencies that they're trying to do business with?
I always say participate. You need to participate in the full VIB conference. It is structured so that you will meet whoever you need to meet. You know, either the interactive icebreaker, and that's a lot of fun. That was our first year of doing that last year. It was a huge hit. People get mingling with each other, and they're playing games and they're team building, but they're also getting to know each other as well in a fun, interactive way. Tactical networking gets people in front of more buyers and veterans and corporations so they can shortly pitch their business in a minute. So when they go to right after tactical networking, it flows right into the veteran marketplace. And so if you met somebody at tactical networking, you can walk over to them during the veteran marketplace reception and carry on that conversation and say, hey, you know, you were at my table. You said you needed my services or somebody that does something that I can help you with. So it's a great flow of connecting and getting in front of those key buyers throughout those 2 days.
Hey, Rebecca, you mentioned tactical networking, and I know that we talked to Robert Jones about this as well, but can you remind everyone what in the world is tactical networking?
So tactical networking is roundtable matchmaking. So let's take a table of 10, and we'll have 5 veteran businesses and 2 corporations, 2 government agencies, and a facilitator. And every table has about 10 minutes. And everybody gives their quick 1-minute pitch about the veteran would say who they are and introduce their business, give a quick 1-minute pitch. Corporations would say who they are, how to work with their business, where to find their portal, what kind of certifications are they looking for. It's very interactive. But then after that 10-15 minutes, then the corporations and the government agencies get up and they go to a new table and the veterans stay. So that happens for about an hour. So we might get about 4 to 5 sessions going on during that hour of doing that repeat after repeat after repeat. So that veterans actually get in front of a variety of different government agencies and corporations. And then they can just take it away from there after they know who they're looking to meet.
Yeah, it's a great way to actually pitch their capabilities directly to potential buyers. And they should, you know, see somewhere between 15 and 20 corporations and or government agencies during that process. That's fantastic speed dating, right?
Yes, it is. And, you know, we hope that everybody is going to participate in tactical networking. Last year, I think we had 25 tables. I think this year we'll probably have about 30 tables. We are making some tweaks again, as we always do, to tactical networking. So it's a smoother process. I think every year we do it, we get faster and get more out of the tactical networking as well. So we have a cheat sheet on our website that you can go in and see tactical networking so you can practice your pitch. We have Robert who talks about how to give a proper pitch and what they're looking for. So make sure you check the website for that tactical networking information and tips on how you can succeed during that time.
You know, Rebecca, I know that we invest quite a bit in the networking part of the conference, but I know we also provide a lot of education and guidance for the veteran business owners. One of the things that's come up multiple times is what certifications should the veteran business get? How should they go about doing that? Will there be someone at the conference that can talk to folks about certifications?
Yes, we will have the SBA there sharing information and updates about the VA certification that has moved over to the SBA and is now called VetCert. Other organizations will be there as well to answer questions and assist with certification questions you may have, including the Veteran Business Outreach Center, Apex Accelerator, and California Department of General Services.
There's so much going on at the conference, Rebecca. How can the participants actually really best use their time?
I would say it starts from the very beginning. check the website. Our website is very interactive. So that's vibconference.com. And go through the Connect With page. I know when I would go to conferences, I always had like, these are my top 10 companies I want to meet. These are my, you know, out of those top 10, these are the three I must meet. So get yourself a strategy. We also made the website interactive. So you can press on a logo on the website and it'll take you to their supplier diversity portal or find out how to work with that a particular corporation or government agency. And then we also have business matchmaking that is happening in addition to the interactive icebreaker and tactical networking. So the 101 business matchmaking, people can start making their appointments at the middle of October. So, you know, start being a very active even before you even get to the conference. And then at the conference, make sure you're participating. Like I said, go to the interactive icebreaker, participate in the networking, participate in the 101 business matchmaking, go to the receptions. We not only make it interactive when you're networking, but we want to make it fun too. So we'll have amazing music. We'll have a steel drum band this year because our veteran business marketplace reception is we're calling it Trader Vibes. So it has this very tropical vibe to it. So it should be a lot of fun.
Mention that reception. So the Veteran Business Marketplace reception, and I know that there's an Opportunity Expo. What's the difference between those two things, and should our attendees actually go to both?
Yes. So the marketplace will immediately follow tactical networking. So it's geared that way. So if you met somebody in tactical networking and you want to have a further conversation, it's a great opportunity to kind of have a great casual conversation during Veteran Marketplace. What Veteran Marketplace is for veterans to exhibit their and showcase their goods and services. People can walk around, find out a little bit more about these veteran businesses. The Opportunity Expo is for corporations, government agencies, prime contractors, and business resource groups to share their information and their opportunities on how to work with their organization. And that's on Tuesday, the next day. So the Veteran Marketplace is on Monday. The Opportunity Expo is on Tuesday. So it's almost like a reverse expo. You know, we have the veterans showcasing one day and then the corporations and government agencies and primes on the next day.
So it absolutely makes sense that everybody should attend both because, you know, you're going to be having conversations with those targets on both sides of the fence.
Exactly, exactly. And we built it that way so that the veterans can have their opportunity to showcase their goods and services and for corporations and government agencies to have that opportunity to share information on how to work with them and opportunities that they have available.
Hey, Rebecca, you know, other than bringing 1,000 business cards, what else should I bring with me to the conference?
I would say you probably will want to bring, you know, your capability statement. Make sure that you get on one of those apps, Hi, Hello, or one of those kind of business card apps, because a lot of people are doing that these days. I know LinkedIn has a great app as well, and you can just share your LinkedIn profile. So, you know, use it that way as well. So make sure when you're connecting with people, you have a game plan, and not only just a game plan for the conference, but you also have a game plan for following up after the conference, because we can only do so much to help you get connected with people. You as the veteran business or the corporations, the government agency, you know, we're counting on you to do your follow-up after.
We had such a great time last year at the Above and Beyond Awards. Can you tell us a little bit about that and just that wonderful experience?
Sure. So the Above and Beyond Awards is to celebrate the veteran business community and all of our supporters throughout the years. We have a variety of different awards that we give out, you know, a Corporation of the Year, Veteran Business of the Year, Government Agency of the Year, and Teaming Partner of the year. So people apply for that. They can find it on the website. They could find the application to apply for one of those awards. We are very excited because this year, like every year, we have custom made awards. And these are always by veteran artists. So this year we have an amazing veteran artist, Lisa Stanberry. She is a glass artist. We commissioned her to make our Above and Beyond Award, and they are absolutely stunning. So I would highly recommend if anybody is looking to apply, make sure you're applying for the awards this year. They're unique, they're fun, they're gorgeous. We have amazing food. We're going to be on the USS Midway flight deck. So that's going to be sensational just in itself. But then we have live music and amazing food. And the energy is just amazing. And we're all going for this like Top Gun chic kind of look as well.
Let me tell you what, I had such a great time there last year that I don't think I would miss it ever if I had the opportunity. And look, I want to give a shout out. We've had a couple of the Above and Beyond winners from 2022 on the podcast. So Swinnerton and E2 Consulting Engineers and Jay Volbrecht Consulting have both been on the podcast. But all of our winners for the Above and Beyond awards are just phenomenal people, phenomenal companies, and I hope they'll all be there so everyone can shake their hands and get to know them as well. You know, Rebecca, this is such a wonderful event, and it continues to grow every single year. And you and the rest of the team put in so much energy to make this a great opportunity for everyone to get to know one another, establish those relationships, and start to build that trust that allows us to do work together. Can you tell us just, you know, what else should we know? Is there anything that we're missing that we need to make sure that we get out there so everyone is absolutely as prepared as they can be for the conference?
Sure. I mean, we do. We're always trying to innovate the conference and think about new things, or how do we tweak this a little. So I would say one of the things that everybody should do is check the agenda. We start early in the morning with yoga and running and walking on the beach. Make sure you're coming with a positive attitude. Make sure that you're coming with whoever you're trying to meet. If you're a veteran business, put your, you know, top three, top five corporations you're looking to connect with. If you're a corporation, a government agency, check your opportunity board, see what's coming up. So when you're coming to the conference, you know that these opportunities are available and hot right now so that a veteran can, you know, possibly bid on those contracts.
Rebecca, you know, other than comfortable shoes, 1,000 business cards, capability statements, and a great attitude, I mean, if you just show up with that, you're going to be absolutely successful at the 2023 conference. So I just want to say thank you, Rebecca. Your passion for the veteran business community is palpable, and everything that you do every single day, we just thank you for that. And I thank you for being on the podcast today. And to everyone that's listened, I really appreciate you listening to the VIB Reveille podcast. For those of you who are unfamiliar with the Veterans in Business Network, we are a nonprofit 501c3, and we're on a mission to provide education, training, resources, and outreach to help veterans in business succeed. You can find more information and contacts on our website at www.vibnetwork.org. Thanks to our corporate sponsors, a lot of the things that we are able to do are actually provided free of charge to the veterans. So sign up, join, get involved. We have that exciting conference coming up, and really thanks to Rebecca for sharing so much information about the conference. It is the 7th annual VIB conference. It's in San Diego, California, beautiful venue. It's on the 13th and 14th of November, and we have events also on the 12th. As Rebecca mentioned, we have the Go IT program that's free of charge for veteran business attendees. So if you sign up, you can get to get a little bit of digital learning in the day before the conference and then kick it off on the 13th with the full-on conference. You can find more information about the conference and register on our website. So again, that website is vibnetwork.org. We hope you'll enjoy it, that you'll join us for lots of networking and lots of learning. Please stay alert for our next Reveille podcast coming up soon. We'll share updates on our website and through social media. You can find us on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Reach out if we can be of service. The links for that we shared today during the podcast will be included in the notes for this episode. Again, Rebecca, really appreciate you taking the time. And I thank everyone for listening to the Veteran in Business Network Reveille podcast. I'm Corey Vickers, and I'll catch you next time. Let's get to work.